Hey guys, it's Mike and Gia here. Thank you so much for downloading the Catch Up. Happy R&B Friday, everyone.
Oh, sorry. For a second there, I thought you were going to wish me happy birthday again. Because, you know, you forgot to on my actual birthday. You're trying to make up for it. I get it. It's fine.
We also on the show...
I confronted Mike live on air about the fact that he had not even wished me a quarter-life birthday.
Quarter-life birthday. Oh,
I'm claiming it.
Okay. Well, look, I tell you before, I'm bad with birthdays and stuff. You know why? You know why I'm really bad with birthdays? Especially when it comes to, like, texts or social media or Facebook walls. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really drop Facebook posts, like, onto people's walls anymore.
Mm.
Like, because...
They're a bit generic now.
They're so generic. And then I had a spate of about a couple of years there where I was trying to get original with every single one of mine, and it just drained me.
You've got nothing left in the
tank. I've got nothing left when it comes to
birthday posts. Not even a happy birthday for your co-host. Stop with the excuses. Stop it. Anyway, you can hear me absolutely catch Mike off guard in the catch up. Also, why haven't you gotten me a daffodil today?
Oh my god, why is it all me? Why am I the problem here?
Well, I mean, traditionally in the gender roles, the man is supposed to buy the woman the flowers.
We don't subscribe to gender norms here.
I know, I should have gotten you a daffodil.
Yes.
You're right. I am
yes,
sorry.
Yes, it's you that's the problem.
Notice how I admit when I'm in the wrong instead of coming up with excuses.
Not all gender norms, I will be averse to. Anyway, we talked to a weather expert, Gavin Morris. Mm-hmm. We also spoke about how if it's okay to recline on an airplane.
Yeah, because I'm, once again, I've said this a few times now, violently against this, okay?
You are so... I love the term violently against it because it really does perfectly describe your aversion to reclining.
Well, it's not okay. It's really not okay in my book. Is it okay in the Central West book, though? That was the question we're trying to answer. You can find out if you keep on listening in. And we also chatted to Cass, who was eliminated from The Bachelor last night.
Yeah.
God, she had some juicy goss to drop.
She was... Okay, she was so bubbly and delightful.
So much fun.
We could have talked to her for years.
I wanted to be a co-host on the show. Cass, if you're listening to the catch-up, hit me up.
Sorry, I just noticed on our we have a run sheet in this, just behind the scenes notes.
Mm.
Here. On the sheet, we kind of outline kind of like, you know, where we're talking to people and that sort of thing.
Yeah, what's coming up for us so that we know, you know?
Yeah. Why did you spell aeroplane A-E-O-R?
That is clearly a typo, Michael. Oh my god.
Aeroplane.
Aeroplane. Reclining on the aeroplane. Hey, I've just been in Queensland for a week, all right? You acknowledge that I've gone country, I've gone
Bogan.
You've gone
Hocker.
Yeah.
And finally, we also had a chat about how long have you gone without a shower.
Yep. You'll find out why we wanted to know in the catch-up.
This is two
Enjoy.
Days in a row of really gross topics.
Very personal, intimate
hygiene-related topics.
Hey. The people want to know, right? And I want to know. That's the most important part.
We are a community service announcement for
exactly.
hygiene-related purposes.
That's right. Somebody's got to do it.
It's all in the catch-up. Catch you on Monday. Bye.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Post Malone, Young Thug, goodbyes, Hit 105.9. Getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:23.
Last week was an absolutely incredible week for me.
Yeah.
I went to Port Douglas and I ticked off some really big, amazing bucket list items. I snorkeled the Great Barrier Reef.
That's close enough.
I wanted to and I just couldn't. I'm not
skilled
enough.
Scuba takes lessons and like
it
takes time.
It does. And they had intro stuff going on. I was like, no, you know what? I'm just going to snorkel.
You can still see the
still
reef,
good, still good. But I went and saw the Daintree Rainforest as well.
Nice.
Some of the wonders of the world. I went and saw them and it was fantastic. It was magnificent. And I was gone for a week and a day or two.
Yeah.
So we didn't see each other for a week and a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, something like that.
Why did I go on holidays, Mike?
To get away from me?
No, I did not leave to get away from you. Like, yes, I did want to have a break because I haven't had a holiday since the start of the year, maybe even longer. But was there a special certain something that I maybe was celebrating while I was on holidays? Or because, I mean, you've been back now. We've been back together on the show. This is the second day. And I gave you all of yesterday just to see. Just to see if you would bring this thing up. To see if you would mention it in any way. And you didn't.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
What was I celebrating on my holiday, Michael?
You were celebrating your birthday.
I was celebrating my birthday. Thank you for finally acknowledging it. Because while I was away, you didn't even say happy birthday. No message, no Facebook comment,
Nothing. Please explain.
Exactly. Please explain, Michael.
I don't have an answer. My only thing is, the only thing I can tell you is that you are not the only one I don't say happy birthday to.
The worst part of it was, is that you actually did message me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
On the day of my birth. But it wasn't even to say happy birthday.
I just sent you a meme.
I know. I was like, is he for real? Worst co-host ever.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but I think that you deserve me a long overdue happy birthday.
Okay, well, happy birthday.
I'll make it sound more genuine.
Oh, my God. Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll do something even
make
better.
Make it special. Don't be just doing some lame happy birthday or like HB on Facebook. Do something cool. Oh, that semi makes up for it.
Okay.
All right, you're off the hook now.
I'll tell you what, I'll buy you a cupcake, but you won't eat it because it's not healthy. So.
Yeah, can you buy me one of those, like, vegan, raw, no fake sugars?
I'll buy you a pack of flour.
Okay. As long as you wrap it up and put a bow on it, I'm happy, all right? It's better than no messages, no phone calls, no texts. You better make this up next year, mate. That's all
okay,
I can say.
Sure.
It was all a right. milestone as well, 25 years yeah. old.
We're coming up next in training now. I literally, I could defend myself, but there's no excuse.
No, there isn't.
Salt and pepper, shoop, hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:41.
Yesterday on the show, we were covering a very interesting topic because some new stats had come out about how regularly or lack of regularly people are changing their underpants.
Yeah, and it was disturbing.
Yeah, so we put it out there. We wanted to know how often people were changing their underpants here in the Central West. And, of course, we put up a social post in regards to it
yep.
to find out what people were saying online. And instantly after that social post went up, ping, Tom's family group chat, my boyfriend's
yeah,
family
yeah.
group chat, pops up going, oh, my God, Gia, where the hell are you getting this information from? What the hell? And I just said, yeah, well, apparently this is true. And then his cousin pipes up and goes, remember Az, which is Tom's brother, yeah. when you didn't shower for a week?
Ah. Oh.
Yep. Because he was like going on about, yeah, you can turn him inside out, you can go forever. And then all of a sudden I was like, this guy is filthy.
Yeah.
Doesn't change his underpants regularly.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't shower regularly. Like a week?
He seems to be a catch.
A week without showering? What is this? So of course then I went to investigate. I said, why on earth would you go that long without a shower, Aaron?
Mm.
Were you camping? Were you somewhere where there was no access to water? Please tell me that there is a semi-reasonable excuse for this.
And what's there?
He has left me on red.
Oh!
He has not replied.
Okay.
And look, I did try to give him a call during that song to try to see if I could just cold call him, get him yeah. on the air with us, confront him live, and he's dodging my calls.
He is clearly ashamed.
He's very ashamed. I mean, if you go a week without showering, would
I'd
you
be ashamed,
ashamed
of you
of
too.
That?
Yeah.
Well, I think so, maybe, but then I thought, well, why don't we put that out there?
How long have you gone without a shower?
Yeah, how long have people in the Central West gone without a shower? Because there's people that work on farms and that go camping. The
yeah.
country people love being out and about. You know, we're not worried about showering every single day, are we?
This topic smells.
Well, already. It is going to, because I want to ask the people in the Central West, what is the absolute longest you have gone without showering?
Okay, and
I'll judgment. Judgment-free zone. I want to know.
And I assume we're going to, like, give a prize to, like, the person who's gone the longest.
Of course we are. We've got to reward the grubbiness. I love it. As long as there's a valid excuse for it, I'm okay with it, you
okay.
know?
Okay. Okay, well, that's fair enough.
So then. We'll give a voucher for Orange Oncology and Remedial Massage. They're upstairs in the Orange Arcade. To whoever has gone the longest without showering, call through, let us know if it was a day, a week. I hate to say a month,
please, oh God.
But I'm interested to know if it is a month. Call through 13 12 16. The dirtier, the better.
Rihanna, Disturbia, hit 105.9. Getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:51.
I found out yesterday that my pretty much brother-in-law is a grub.
A grub.
Grubby, dirty man, because he apparently has gone a week without showering.
It's too long.
A week. Like, it's crazy, isn't it?
It seems to be for no good reason either.
Yeah, he hasn't replied to my messages asking why on God's earth would you do this? And he
yeah.
didn't answer my phone calls this morning either. But we thought, why not put it out to the people of the Central West? Find out who has gone the longest without showering.
Yeah.
And we've had a bunch of people messaging through on our social pages. Jono said 8 hours, lol, is the longest he's ever gone. Cannot go more than a day without
that
one.
That might be a clean freak there.
Yeah, maybe so. But there are some longer ones. Troy said that he's gone 3 weeks.
Ugh.
3 weeks.
That's, again, they don't explain why, do they, in these comments? This is a really confusing reason. We've also got Josh on 13 at 12:16. Josh, how long have you gone without a shower?
2 weeks. My valid reason was...
Yeah?
I was in the army at the time, so...
Is this a standard thing that happens when you're in the army, that you have to go for extended periods of time? Like, were you deployed or were you at the base?
Lost in the woods?
No, it was just an exercise, like, out bush, but... We just don't have time
for it, so... Oh, wow. So was there access to, like, clean shower water and you just were like, nah, no time for that, got to get back in?
No, there's no access.
Wow.
There's no access, right.
It's crazy the things you guys have got to do. Like, you're the toughest of the tough. That is obvious. 2 weeks, what was it like? Like,
yeah,
what...
how did you feel after without having a shower for that long?
Like, 2 weeks has been, like, modest kind of... Probably could have been 3, I don't really know, but...
Oh, gosh.
Definitely, like,
it's getting worse.
I think I had 2 showers in a month.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What was the skin like? Like, were the smells the worst, or was, like, the stickiness of the skin the worst part?
No, you just sort of get used to it. You can sort of smell people who are clean. You can't really smell the dirty ones after a while.
Oh, my God.
Other people could probably smell you, though, Josh, right?
Yeah. Well,
you have, like, come home from this and had a
you're not still out there yet.
Soapy shower, yes?
Yeah, no, you do get the shower at the end, but if you just get a couple of washes in between, then that's the way it is.
Right, okay. All right, good. Here I am thinking that you're still sitting there with, like, dirt all over your face, like, I haven't
this
showered.
This is my life now.
Yeah, because it sounded like you're on board with the lack of showering. I love it. I love the comfort in it. Well, Josh...
Yeah. I don't mind a bit of caveman. It's all good, you know?
Nice. Yeah, it's just the other people that have got to smell you. Thank you so much for calling in, Josh. We'll throw you a voucher to Orange Oncology.
No worries. Thanks.
I don't think anyone can beat this. It must be something in the name Josh.
Oh, God. Another Josh.
Another Josh has chimed in on Facebook. He went 11 weeks.
That is nearly 3 months.
Right? And apparently it was because he broke both of his arms and didn't want his family to wash him. So he just waited until the cast finally came off to bathe.
I think when it's that long, when it's 3 months, you kind of just have to forego your decency and just let someone wash you.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's crazy. 11 weeks?
I can't imagine what that would have smelled
foul.
Like.
I can't either. Well... I mean, that's a pretty long time. I don't think anyone's going to beat that. So why don't we throw Josh a big prize? Let's give him a voucher to Iron Ambitions here in Orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Should we encourage him to go to the gym and use supplements and then not shower, though? That's the question.
Okay, Josh, you can have that voucher as long as you promise to shower.
You can have your pick of the prizes as long as you promise to shower, Josh. Thank you so much for chiming in.
Absolutely. The Hilltop Hoods with Illy and Ekavandal. Exit sign. Hit 105.9. Getting up with Mike and Gia. 7:24. And Gia, joining us on the line right now is Bree from the Cancer Council for Daffodil Day. Bree, how are you going?
Oh, good. Thanks, guys. Morning.
Morning. Look, this is one of your most iconic campaigns. It's a really big day for the Cancer Council. What's planned around Orange?
Oh, Daffodil Day. One of Australia's favourite fundraising events. We have a bunch of sites set up and a heap of lovely volunteers who are going to be selling fresh daffodils and our iconic yellow pins today to those who would like to show their support of friends and family impacted by cancer.
Look, this seems to be a very popular fundraising day here in Orange. Why do you think it is that the people of our beautiful town seem to have such a connection to this cause?
Well, the daffodil itself is such a symbol of hope, and we all know that we've started to see the little bulbs blooming around town, and I think people just really connect with it, seeing so many people supporting the event, buying their daffodils, wearing their pins, and I think it's just a very supportive community who like to show their support of those impacted by cancer.
So what is the aim this year with Daffodil Day?
We're aiming to raise more than $4 million for cancer research, for advocacy programs, for prevention programs and for practical support of those who are currently facing the cancer journey.
And if people do want to get involved, they want to donate some money or buy a daffodil, buy one of the cute little teddies, how can they get involved?
Yes, absolutely. We're encouraging everyone to get involved in this year's Daffodil Day appeal. They can head to daffodilday.com.au to make a donation or pop down to one of our many sites around Orange. We have a site at Post Office Lane, Orange City Centre, the Summer Centre, Orange Central Square, North Orange Marketplace, the Ic Services Club, and of course out at the hospital as well.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we hope that you guys are able to reach your goal of $4 million. We will be doing our part as well. So Bree from the Cancer Council, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Timbaland, Kerry Hilson, The Way I Are, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 7:40.
I'm not a regular flyer. I don't get on aeroplanes all that often. Really? Yeah. Usually I drive. I'm a driver. I drive to Sydney.
Well, yeah, because you lived on the coast, you are driving distance away.
That's right. But I thought I'd put to you something that happened to me on a plane very recently. Mm-hmm. Because you're a regular flyer. You go back to Adelaide to see the fam bam and you fly all the time.
Yeah, I'm a more regular flyer, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, how do you feel about people reclining on aeroplanes?
It's a dicey one. I'm not going to lie to you. Well, I'm usually of the camp that in every situation, if it's longer than 4 hours, the duration, absolutely.
Okay.
That's 100%. You can absolutely recline as, you know, to your
heart's
content. Free
yeah.
reign. When it's less than that, technically you are allowed to. So there is no like law saying that you can't.
But you're saying maybe etiquette would say that you probably shouldn't.
I reckon etiquette, you should probably ask the person behind you first.
Okay. Well, earlier this week, as I was coming back from Port Douglas, mm-hmm. which is a 3-hour plane ride.
Oh, that's borderline.
I had been upgraded, luckily enough, to the emergency row, you know?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Little bit of extra room, all that jazz. And thank God for that, because economy's actually really cramped.
It is.
I've realised.
Yeah.
It's a lot smaller
you
when you start
realize?
To
realise.
Well, when you're an adult, you're yeah. like, wow, this space is a lot smaller than it seemed when I was a kid flying.
Yeah.
But I had the emergency exit. I was like, yeah, great, bit of room. How good is this? And the person in front of me reclined. And I was just...
How early into the flight?
Oh, like instantly.
Right.
And I, even though it wasn't even in my face like it would be if I was in a regular row, I was so angry.
But you have the extra room.
I was so mad. It's just the principle. You just don't recline on aeroplanes. I don't even know what took over me. This is just so deeply ingrained in me, this feeling that you do not recline on aeroplanes, that I even started doing the little, putting the bird up behind her. I was like, you little...
God! Oh, look at
just
you.
Just shaking my little
flipping the
finger.
Bird, even though then you know that they can't see it.
I know.
Look at you, the rebel.
I know. I was so mad because you just don't do it because everyone knows how tight it is in economy. I don't fly in business. I ain't got the money for that. A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Right? And if someone reclines in front of you, either you be cramped and have their seat right there in front of you, or then you recline. And then you're putting that on someone else as well. So it's just like, it's just rude. You're just making other people adjust for you. You can't recline without it having impact on the people around you. So I find it very rude.
So then, if everyone on the plane reclines, everyone still has the same amount of room.
Yeah, but they don't. That's the problem.
So it's the maybe. So maybe the rule should be...
No, the people in the back row, the back of their seat, is up against a wall. So they can't recline, thank you very much. So those poor people in the back...
Pick a better seat.
The people in the back row, if we've all reclined, they're still copping a chair to the face. So I think the principle should just stand. You just don't start the recline. Okay. You don't do it. No reclining on aeroplanes.
Okay, I think there needs to be a different rule for international flights, but...
I mean, maybe. There's usually more room on those kind of long-haul flights.
It's a bigger plane.
Yeah, exactly right. But I'm just not for it. Okay. Not for it at all. I would like to know. I mean, you seem to be all for it. I'm violently against it.
I love the term violently.
What do the people of the Central West think?
Yeah.
Reclining on aeroplanes, yes or no? Weigh in on 13, 12, 16. We've got your pick of the prizes up for grabs. Maybe a remedial massage at Orange Oncology sounds good to you.
Yep.
If so, 13, 12, 16.
Should you be able to recline on an aeroplane? Blackstreet, No Diggity, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 7.52. We do it thanks to Tony Lay Motor Group.
And we're looking for help on 13, 12, 16 to decide one of the most important rules when travelling on a plane, and that is to recline, yes or no.
Yeah.
Because I recently had someone recline back in my face and was just instantly offended. I think it is one of the worst things you can do because it's just not roomy enough. Mm-hmm. For you to do that.
Like, yeah.
I already have limited space. For you then to take even 3 inches of it, not okay.
You're not the tallest person in the world.
Like, me?
Yeah, you.
No, like, I don't occupy a lot of that space on the plane, but I need the space I can. I'm slightly claustrophobic and I don't like it when people encroach on my space, okay?
Fair enough.
All right? You don't recline on planes.
Okay.
You seem to think that it's okay if it's a longer flight.
More so if it's a longer flight. Like, for example, if you're going, like, on one of those trips that's only, like, an hour long or less, like, I'm talking, you know, Adelaide to Melbourne, where it's, like, less than an hour, that should 100% not be reclined. You should not be reclining your seat there because it's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if it's longer than 4 hours, 100% go for your life.
Nah,
I actually got a message from my dad during the song there.
Oh, what'd he say?
He said, reclining when refreshments are being served, kill them.
Oh, seriously, Jim. Like, that, so bad.
100% agree. I've been on the receiving end of someone who wouldn't re-incline their seat after, food had been served.
Yeah.
And it was the worst.
It is the worst. Reclining in general is the worst. You don't do it. But let's go to the people of the Central West, all right? Rach has commented on Facebook saying, no, it's unfair to the person behind you. Ben has said, if they make the chair to incline, then damn straight, I'm going to recline.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, he's passionate.
He is. So am I, though. and Han has said, no, especially in economy, you're already squashed enough as it is.
All right.
So true, Han.
Well, we've got Kate on 13, 12, 16. Kate, is it okay to recline your seat on an airplane?
Absolutely not, and especially when they do it erratically.
Thank you.
Like, you know, when they, like, boom. Backwards, and you're like, excuse me, I was eating food and you just spilt my coffee all over me. And is it, like, does it make that much of a difference for you in your seat? Not really. But for me, all of a sudden, the TV screen is like 2 inches from my nose.
That is so true. It really doesn't recline you enough to warrant wanting to do it in the first place.
No, like, it's not that different. A tiny little bit, I don't care a tiny bit, because, like, maybe your back's more comfortable. But the whole way is totally unnecessary. Like, you're just being dramatic.
Okay, so do you have a different rule when it comes to international flights? Because obviously they're longer, long-haul ones.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. It's like the ones with the screen. If there's no screen, it's more annoying than it is, like, inconvenient. Mm. Because if you want to watch the TVs, they're, like, so close to your face.
I love this. So no matter how short or long the flight is, you are 100% no reclining.
Don't do it.
Yes, Kate. You're my soul sister. I am so glad to say that you are walking away with a voucher to Orange Oncology for a remedial massage on us.
Oh, thank you. And I can fix it from having to cramp myself into planes with small chairs because people are reclining.
Hopefully so. Enjoy it on us.
Thanks so much.
Orange Oncology, they are upstairs in the Orange Arcade. And look, I have been crunching the numbers of the votes, yay or nay, coming through.
Mm.
And on 58%.
Oh, that's actually kind of close. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to be that close.
The majority of the Central West say that it is not okay to recline. Thank you.
I feel like 58% is 100% not conclusive. Anyway.
It's close, but it's still a win.
Blue Cantrell, Sean Paul, Breathe, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia for R&B Friday. Tops of 14 degrees today for Orange and the Central West.
It was my mum's birthday yesterday, which you'd think, considering my birthday is a week before that, would be quite memorable.
Yes? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not great with the dates and birthdays thing. Not at all. But I did, in fact, realise that it was my mum's birthday when, as we were doing the show, the reminder popped up on Facey.
Yeah.
It's Robin's birthday today.
It's like a lifesaver, that
and
thing.
I was like, oh, yeah, better message mum. And I thought, oh, well, we're doing the show. I'm busy. I'll message you later. Whatever. Uh-huh. I then went home, had some lunch, relaxed a little bit.
You napped.
forgot to message mum. But, I mean, I had the whole day ahead of me. I was like, there's no time limit on this,
well,
right?
Because we finish on air at 9 o'clock. Well, most people are getting up and their day is starting at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So,
well, theoretically, I should have messaged her then when she was getting up.
Maybe.
Start your day off great. Happy birthday. Well, I didn't. And instead of me just forgetting completely to message her, because no, that could never happen, I received a message from mum.
Yeah.
At 4 p.m. on her birthday. Hello, have you forgotten something today?
At 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m.
The day's not over yet.
Right? What if I was going to send you some elaborate essay of a story saying, happy birthday, you're the best mum in the world, can't believe the day that I came out of you, blah, blah, blah. I could have been sending that one through at 7 p.m.
True.
You don't know this, mum. You don't know. So I just replied with, whoops, I typed this out this morning, forgot to press send, happy birthday.
See, you know what? It's something about parents and the way, like, they remind you via, like, text and stuff. Mm. Especially because, you know, when we live away from our parents, which we both do.
Yeah.
So, for example, this past Mother's Day.
Yes.
Look, I was, for Mother's Day, I was in Sydney that weekend. I had had a night out, so I had a late night, and then so I had a late start.
Okay, you slept in.
I slept in and, like, you know, got stuff organised and, like, had breakfast, brunch, that sort of stuff, and then eventually didn't actually start driving home from Sydney to here, back in Orange, until about maybe 3:30 maybe.
So, and you hadn't messaged your mum in this time to say Mother's Day?
Yeah, because I hadn't done it yet. But knowing I was going to when I got home.
Yeah, at like
because
6
I was busy
p.m.
at
or
that
so.
Time.
Yeah.
I'm travelling and everything.
Plenty of day left.
I get a message from my dad.
Or your dad.
At around 4 p.m., 4:30, saying, hey, I reckon you should probably message your mum for Mother's Day.
That is even worse.
And I'm like, I'm travelling. I'm driving.
That's worse than my mum messaging me because, you know, for your dad to have messaged
for my
you,
dad to do it,
she has to be bitching about you at home to him going, Michael hasn't even messaged me for my for Mother's Day yet. Oh,
you nailed my mum's voice.
Really?
No, you didn't.
Haven't even met Elaine yet. I'm already channeling her spiritually.
Usher, You Make Me Wanna on R&B Friday, getting up with Mike and Gia. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange, and Gia joining us on the line right now, as always, is our weather expert, Gavin Morris. Gavin, how's it going?
Oh, look, I'm really good, but I'm at the point where I'm just not happy because, you know, the drought situation, it's just too much now. It's getting kind of weird, you know. I mean, just nothing, and the winter is going to end, and you know, nothing of significance. There's a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain there through the August period. But, yeah, look, it's just not a good situation. And, you know, it's not shifting. Yeah, I mean, just this morning, I mean, all of the news is about bushfires. I mean, it's August, and from Noosa to Newcastle, right across the northern New South Wales ranges, bushfires are out of control here in August. And that situation isn't going to shift until we get significant rain. So I don't know. I think we have to start looking now to the build-up of the monsoon season and moisture building over northern New South Wales, and hopefully atmospheric conditions will line up and, you know, the northwest conveyor will get into action and deliver us some rain. But, you know, that probably won't occur until middle, latter part of spring. So it looks like we'll be fairly dry as we go into the new season.
Well, no rain on the radar, but as you said, we are heading towards the end of winter, getting to the pointy end of it. What's the weekend weather looking like for us?
Well, look, really mild, you know. I mean, it's really, really warm as well. Above average temperatures really everywhere, right across all of New South Wales, because of this blocking high that, you know, basically gave us another round of this dry weather. And it was kind of stuck over central Australia, so we're on the eastern side of it. That's why we had all those cold fronts came through, and it's made for a really good ski season. So the snow has been very, very nice over the Alpine districts, but it's really only areas south of the Murray that have been receiving rain. Victoria, Tasmania especially, they've had some really nice rain. In the far southwest corner of Western Australia, they too have been picking up the frontal activity, but these huge highs that have been locked in over central Australia, blocking everything, that's passing over us at the moment. So we're moving on to the western side of that, and that's why it's going to be very, very warm across the weekend, into the mid-teens at least, right across the tablelands. And we'll see the low potentially even close to the mid-20s there unfold out across the central west plain. But that dryness, that low humidity count is going to continue, and that allows us to see those pretty big temperature swings, and that's why we've had plenty of cold nights, frosty starts for the days, really quite mild. So that trend continuing over the weekend.
Fantastic. Well, Gavin Morris, hopefully next time when we talk to you, we'll have a little bit of an idea that we might get a little bit more moisture coming our way soon. But until then, we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, that's right. Another dry week ahead. But yeah, next Friday we'll be talking about the outlook for the new season of spring. And it'd certainly be nice to have some kind of shift, but it's going to be a tough one. We really need significant rain. If we don't get it over the summer period and into early next year, we're going to see a lot of towns in Australia start to run out of water, which is already occurring. So, yeah, we need to break this trend.
Very concerning stuff. Thanks for your take on it, Gav.
All the best, guys. Have a great weekend.
Well, Gia, last night on The Bachelor Australia, this lady unfortunately did not get a rose. I'm talking about Cassandra. Cass, how are you going this morning?
Hello, guys. I'm really well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, were you surprised that you were eliminated last night?
Who wasn't surprised? It was down to me and Rachel.
I know, she hasn't even had a solo date. How did she get through?
I know. Oh, who knows? But no, it was a bit of a shock, but happy to be out, I think, for sure.
Oh, happy to be out. Is it because it was so stressful in there with all the other girls or?
No, actually, to be honest, it was like a holiday for me. There was a lot of downtime. It was great to be away from work and it was like a social media detox. But I think happy just for the fact of, you know, coming home and seeing my family and whatnot and getting on with things, I guess.
Well, there was some news going around this morning that you were allowed to break a rule while in the house and that you got to use social media to maintain your business while the other girls were in that social media blackout that you were talking about. Well, A, was that true? And B, are there any other rules that people in the house are breaking?
A, not true. So basically what happened was I was allowed 3 times a week, 20-minute blocks to converse with my employees via email. So I was allowed to get in touch with my studio manager, make sure everything was running smoothly, if they needed anything. So no, definitely not allowed to go on social media when you are in the house.
Oh, so they're quite strict. They don't let anyone break any rules there.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm not sure if any other rules were if any rules were broken. So, but that was my little thing. I said, I'm not coming on unless I can converse with the team. So they allowed it. So I was happy with that.
Great.
Well, someone that is breaking the relationship rules, according to a lot of the girls in the house, is Abby. And earlier this week, we did see during the group date challenge, she kind of eliminated you, really.
Mm.
Do you think that she's playing fair?
Oh, babe, no. No, but I probably don't think that's fair, the word fair and Abby, like, really go well together. It was one of those things, like, it was a bit of a dumb game, let's be honest.
It was.
So I was kind of happy to just get out first round and be like, okay, see ya, and leave everyone to their vices. Like, I was good with that. And I'm the kind of person, I don't have anything to prove. Like, I know the kind of person I am. I know how fun I am. My friends do and whatnot, so I don't need to try and prove that. So, obviously, Abby really, really wanted to prove to everyone that she's so much fun. So, let her have it.
Well, she may be a lot of fun, apparently.
But and honest, apparently, as well.
Do you think that she's on the show for the right reasons?
I obviously can't. I can't tell you what goes on in someone's head, but she definitely does turn it on for the cameras, and we all saw that. We all saw it. And personally, no. Like, but I could be wrong. She could be. You never know. But no, personally, I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well,
so, there's a lot of honest girls in there, though. There are quite a few honest girls. I just wouldn't put her down to being one of them.
Oh, well, someone who seems pretty genuine is Kristen. And last night on the episode, Matt actually took her out for a date and ended up giving her a bit of a foot massage, which then prompted the world to sort of assume that he has a foot fetish. There was a tweet that went out that said, there have been 2 foot-related dates now. Still no stargazing and he's an astrophysicist. What is going on?
Do you think he has a foot fetish?
I don't even recall if he looked at mine. I'm not sure.
He probably did. You just didn't notice.
But no, Kristen's very sweet. So she deserved the massage.
So there were no rules in the show that you had to wear open-toed high heels.
No,
No, there were no rules.
Okay, all right.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we'll have to get to the bottom of this, but thank you so much for your input. Yeah, we will do. We will do. Cass from The Bachelor, sorry to say that we won't be seeing you on the show anymore, but best of luck for the future.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.